Okay, here we go. Learning should be learning Nishmas for Chapel Bas of Moshe, also for Fuah Shlema, Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, Basor Shechoy Yisrael. Parsha Shemos, we're going to try to say 13 short vorts. We haven't had this opportunity to say 13 short vorts. I think in a long time we could quote it a Shemos marathon, whatever it is. There's so many such great stuff. Rav Biederman, you know, says that the Ikar part of Shovivim is learning Torah. So Shovivim is Gematria, Shas. At the end of the day, the Ikar part of Shovivim, obviously going to mikvah when it's healthy and it's possible and you're able to without being risked for the and doing whatever we can to do tikkunim. But the ultimate way to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to be metaken ourselves in kedusha is dafka through immersing ourselves in Torah. So Baruch Hashem, we're able to give an extra shiur this week besides just a short vort on a Thursday. Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael b'olam Mitzrayim, says the Baal Turim, idea number one. We're going to say five ideas from Perek Aleph, five ideas in Perek Beis, and then three for the rest of the parsha. First idea of Perek Aleph, Ve'elishmos b'nei Yisrael. These are the names b'nei Yisrael. Says the Baal Turim, Shemos stands for Shnaim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, and he says at the end of the Gemara Brachas tells us that Daf Chesam Beis, the Jews that who take Shnaim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, you take the mitzvah appropriately, you're able to live a very long life. And I asked Rav Schechter, I think a few years ago, what's the best way to do Shnaim Mikra, and he said to do Unkelus. I said, Rebbe, I don't understand on Unkelus. He said, okay, then do Rashi. Even Rashi is a big tall task. Even especially if you're behind like me from Vayichi last week and going on Shemos, don't fall behind too far in Shemos. It's very these are long Rashis. But at the end of the day, Ve'elish Shemos b'nei Yisrael. Shemos stands for Shnaim Mikra ve'echad Targum. That's idea number one. Idea number two comes to us from the Ksav Sofer, whose Yartza was this week. We know that Rashi says the opening of the parsha. Ve'elish Shemos b'nei Yisrael. Why is it Kodesh Baruch Hu counting us again? Lo dia chibasam, to show us how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. Shanim shalu la kochavim, because we are compared to stars. And says the Ksav Sofer, what's the idea of a star? What's the idea of a star? Says the Ksav Sofer. And it was his yahrzeit this week, so I thought so apropos to say a Torah from his name. He says, you know what? Why a star? Because at the end of the day, the world without one star would collapse. The world, the existence of the world, needs every single star and constellation to continue. At the end of the day, everyone has its own goal. Everyone has its own pa'ula and its own important action that they do to keep the world going. This brings the cold, and this one brings the heat, this one brings the dry, and kadoma. He says the same thing by every single yid. Every single Jew is special to the Ribbono Shel Olam in our own unique way. And that's exactly why we're compared to the stars. Says Ksav Sofer, we're compared to the stars because each and every one of us are irreplaceable. And each and every one of us have our own tafkid, like we said last week, a Torah from Rav Schechter. We said at the end of the day, each one of the Shvatim got their own personal bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam, from Yaakov Avinu. And the Baal Shem Tov says, I mean, to tell me deeper, and this will be 2B. That you can add this to number 14. Remember, we'll stop counting. We'll just say the Shemos marathon, short vort. The Baal Shem Tov says, why a star? Why we compare to the stars? Says the Baal Shem Tov, and I love this idea, it's so beautiful because it's so uplifting. It gives you such chizik. Says the Baal Shem Tov, you know why a star? Because you look at a star at night. Look at a star, really? It looks like a dot. It looks like nothing. It looks like a little dot in the sky. But really, if you take up an airplane and go to that star, it's a huge ball of fire. It's a huge ball of fire. It's filled with tremendous potential. It's filled with tremendous, tremendous potential. It says about Shem Tov, you might think that you're just a nothing, and you're mincha here, and you're kibud of aim, and you're quarantined with your family, and not raising your voice, and trying to have a simchatic environment. It's nothing. It's so special. Each and every one of us, we're filled with such great potential. Don't view your avodas Hashem as nothing. Like Avichai Meyer was saying, I saw in his sefer, that each one of our actions, even if we don't get our actions of it, we have the tshuka, we have the right desire, that's special in and of itself. Like Rabbi Nachman used to say, even the anacha, the groan to want it to be better, and you mess up, but that sigh that you have, that sigh that you have is so kaddish, that sigh that you have is so beautiful to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he said the Alturim, idea number one, Shnaim Mikra Ve'echad Targum, Shemos, he said the Ksav Sofer, because a star without the world, one star, the world would collapse, and each and every Jew is so precious to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we said idea number three from the Baal Shem Tov, or 2B, we say, the Baal Shem Tov says that each and every one of us look like we're nothing, but we're so filled with such great potential. The third idea in Perek Aleph, the Ber Moshe, we said this earlier in the week, we'll say it again. Paro says in Tess, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tess, the Rava Atzum Imenu, they're more numerous and stronger than we. Says the Ber Moshe, the Oshva Rebbe, Rav Simon loves quoting the Ber Moshe. What's Rava Atzum Imenu? It's a Lashon Yochid, said Rabim, Vatzumim. What's Rava Atzum? Paro saw that the ultimate thing to be afraid about was their achdus. Their rav atzumenu. They're unified. They have a tremendous love for each other, and that's what we have to care about. And that's idea number four. The Oyv Shalom of Kuznets, I believe. Look at the next pasuk. Hava nischak malo. We should get out our brains low against them. Low, it should be lahem. Low is to him. Says the Oyv Shalom. No, hava nischak malo shows the achdus. The end of the day, Paro, his number one fear for us was not just gaining up on the Egyptians. It was the lashon of achdus. It was the lashon they were scared of us. And this is actually we said this from the Sas Emes, that right when it comes to the Pesach Seder, we say when we're low echad, we're not one. Then amar leinu l'chalosem. Then our enemies could hit us and hit us hard. But end of the day, when we have achdus, we care for each other. We care for each other by achdus, by reyes, with real love and real compassion and real sincere love. Then nobody can touch us. Then no one, no Paro and no Nazi and no Palestinian and no government in the world could touch the Jewish people. When we're literally connected, ki ish echad b'lev echad, beautiful idea of the Rebbe Moshe and the Oyv Shalom. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five, I saw such a beautiful vort from Rabbi Ruchim Lavovitz. Ruchim Lavovitz says in Aleph Tezayin, so we know that Paro calls in the Melialdos, Vayomer Lialdchen, Aserivios, Reisen, Alvonim, and he calls each one Shem Echad Pua, Hashem Echad Pazar, Pazit Tezvav. I remember Melialdos, Melialdos, Aserivios, Hashem Echad Shifra, Hashem Echad is Pua. One he called Shifra, one he called Pua. Shifra was Yocheved, Hashem Shemesha Peresis of Lad. She beautified the child. And Pua was Miriam. Why was it called Pua? Shem Pua Medabas Agwel Agwel Ovad. Because she poo pooed and she calmed down the babies. And she calmed them down. Says Yivaruchim Lavavitz, the Mashkiach. Such a beautiful idea. And I saw this a great quoted by Rav Zelig Pliskin. You have to get a safer growth through Torah. He says, always has such a wonderful collection. Says Yivaruchim Lavavitz, what's that deeper idea over here about Shifra and Pua? It's that doing acts of kindness specifically for infants, it elevates us. It elevates us to a great level. We see from here that we might appear to be minor actions when you change that diaper, or you do a carpool, or you get a snack, or you do bedtime. You think it's not a holy thing. It's a beautiful thing. We see from here, says Ruchim, that what appears minor actions can be part of an elevated level as well, and it can comprise the entire person. At the end of the day, great people's lives are filled with greatness, says Ruchim. In everything they do, they see greatness and elevation. Even in the tiniest things, they reach great heights. From playing with small infants and saying poo-poo, they merited the high levels. Yocheved and Miriam have a special place in the Holy Torah, Shifra and Pua, for their compassion for babies. And I don't think this just happens just to be compassion for our children, but I think this is a very empowering lesson for every action that we do. We have to make sure that there's no such thing in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes as a small action. Like Rabbi Goldberg quoted last week from the Belzer Rebbe, or 2 weeks ago from the Belzer Rebbe, Gemara and Brachos tells us that the Chof Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Halavai she'espal alam kol yom kulo." Halavai that a person should daven all the entire day. What does that mean? Says the Belzer Rebbe. I think Rabbi Biederman quotes. He says at the end of the day, and before we do any small action, "Halavai she'espal alam kol yom kulo." Kadosh Baruch Hu, help my child go to sleep tonight. Help me do homework better. Help the homework should go easy. Help that the food should arrive on time. Help at the end of the day we should have siyat d'shmai to leave quarantine, and or if you're in quarantine, the quarantine should go well. In the smallest things, there's nothing small to find the Rabbonu Shem. Halavai she'espal to kol yom kulo. To find the Rabbonu Shem, and there's nothing small in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So let's just review these five ideas from Parak Aleph. Said the Baal Turim, Shana Mikra Vechatav, Eilu Shemos, Shemos is Shana Mikra Vechatargum. We have to make sure to hold on to Shana Mikra Vechatargum, very strong. Ksav Sofer in the Baal Shem Tov, why dafka the star? Ksav Sofer said, because the galaxy, if one star goes missing, the whole world would collapse. So too, every Jew is precious to the Rabbonu Shalom's galaxy. The Baal Shem Tov, why a star? Because a star looks like a tiny dot in the sky, but it's filled with tremendous potential. So too, every single Yid might look like it's small, but really filled with tremendous potential, far greater than we ever thought. The third and fourth idea, we say the Ber Moshe and the Oyv Shalom, the Ber Moshe of Rava, Tzumimanu. What's Lashon Yochid? Yes, because Paro is afraid of our Achdus, he's afraid of our unity. And the Oyv Shalom says, Havan is Chak Malo, it should say Lahem. Let's go wise up against them. No, lo. Because at the end of the day, their number one thing in the parasol was the achdus that we had for each other. And that's when we're lo'achad. Then Amar Alein al-Chal Seno, then Sa'asama says, when we're lo'achad, then the nations of the world can destroy us and can conquer us. The fifth and final idea was sent from Parak Alfi, Rebbe Ruchim Lavovitz, and Shifra and Pua. What's so special about Shifra and Pua? At the end of the day, that a person can become so great in the small actions. There's nothing small in the Rabbonu Shem's eyes. even taking care of the infants, even taking care of the diapers and the carpels and all the little things, and not just babies, but also for our own children, or for even taking care of ourselves, for our friends, for our family. But also don't forget to take care of yourself, to take time for yourself, so you can be able to share time with others. There's nothing small. And says Ruchem, when it comes to even the smallest, the tiniest things in life, we have to make sure to always look for a Kadosh Baruch Hu in them. And that's what the Belzer Rebbe said, Halvai Shesval Adam Kulo. A person should always find the Ribbono Shel Olam in anything, everything. Before you go to bedtime, before you have dinner, to put in a tefillah that everything should go well. I love that idea from the Belzer Rebbe that Rabbi Goldberg quoted. Moving on to Perek Beis, with five ideas from Perek Beis. I highly recommend that Sefer Chamudi Daniel, Rabbi Daniel Stein. He said he had a beautiful Sefer, and he quotes the Sefer Sha'arei Oira. Sha'arei Oira, if you look at the beginning of Perek Beis, it says very vaguely, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. And the man came from the house of Levi, and Bas Levi, Vatar Isha, Vatele Ben. It doesn't say any names. What's the Torah? That's a secret here. What? Why is the Torah being so secretive and not saying that it was Amram and it was Yocheved and then it was Moshe and it was Aaron Yocheved? What's going on over here? You have to play. We're playing 28 guesses over here. Says the Sefer Sha'arei Oira, such a beautiful idea. I gotta read it inside because it's so beautiful and I think it's so practical. Says the Sefer Sha'arei Oira. Why? Shatam Shaloski Hatoris Galusam Sha Amram Yocheved. Why? Why? Says the Sha'arei Oira, the Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us a lesson that it doesn't be you have to be Amram Yocheved to have a Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't need to have yichus. You don't have to have the heritage yet that your great grandfather was the heritage came from the Rebbe, from his nephew was the Rebbe, was the Rebbe of Melech. Yes, yichus is special, but the Torah is teaching us a profound lesson. Don't think that at the end of the day, you have to come from galus to be a gadol. Afilu mimokom shalfa benomach. Even if you're coming from a place that is regular, or even shalfa benomach, even coming from a nothing, from a nobody, a person can become great. Says the Sha'arei Oira, don't look at your yichus. That's exactly what the Torah is teaching. The Torah is teaching us, don't start looking at your yichus and saying, at the end of the day, I have to be a gadol, only because I come from galus. No, a person can be a gadol, even coming not from a gadol. And this is the idea. Idea number 7, we're going to say it from the Emes Yaakov. Rabbi Yonah Stein quotes this, one of my favorite Divrei Torah, from the Emes Yaakov. The Karasi Lecha Isha Menekes Min HaIvrios, says Rabbi Yaakov, Paro says that Yocheved calls and says, well, we should call up one of the women from the Hebrews, from the Jews. And sorry, Miriam says it. Why? Melamed Shech Zerdor Al Mitzvus Harbe Elinokov. Moshe, what was it going to nurse from them? Vloyonik, why? Lefi Shaya, Osu the Dabe Meshchina. Because the Medrash says, the Gemara says, and you're bezem and bezem sota. The Moshe Rabbeinu was one day to speak to the Shechina. One day to speak in the Shechina, he wasn't going to be able to have that impure on his lips of nursing from a non-Jew. Says Rav Yaakov, he quotes the Ramah in Yoredeya, Simon Pei Alf Siv Zayin. Chalav mitzvahs ke chalav Yisraelis. Really, Egyptian milk and Jewish milk, they're really the same. But best is if you're able for a baby to nurse from a Jew, it's better. Says the Rama, why? Because at the end of the day, non-Jewish milk somehow is going to make the baby have a bad teva. And the Gra quotes the Rashba. What's the makor for this? The makor is Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rav Yaakov. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak to the Shechina. But is every single one of us going to speak to the Shechina? How can you learn halacha lemaisa, says Rav Yaakov, from Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? The Gra quotes the Rashba on the spot. The makor for this halacha about nursing comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. But not everyone is a Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rav Yaakov, you got to read it inside. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberger, whenever he quoted this, I never forgot it. Thank you, Rav Moshe Tzvi, and thank you, Rabbi Dino Stein, for quoting this. It's so empowering. It's so empowering. Such great chizik. It's a tremendous lesson in chinuch that a person, a father, has to give over to his children, and a rebbe and a mother and a brother and sister has to always have to give over to each other. Everyone has the potential to be able to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every single one of us of our chinuch has to be kodesh kadashim. That us in love, they're going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. B'kdusha b'tahara. It's empowering that each and every one of us know that each one of our children can be a Moshe Rabbeinu on their own level. And don't, okay, we might, but the Rambam says there won't be another Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the end of the day, to make sure that our chinuch abanim and abanos is on the same level of us the dabar meshchina, that's done b'kedusha v'tahara. B'kedusha v'tahara, says Rav Yaakov, shoivim, but b'kedusha v'tahara, to be able to make sure that our chinuch, maybe to make sure that the shows that they're watching, if they're watching, or whatever they're doing, everyone has to do on their own thing. Everything was b'kedusha v'tahara. Because at the end of the day, yesh sikui l'chol, every katan has to have that chance to let their neshama be on fire for the Rabbonu Shem, to let them be on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not just not halacha l'maisa, it's mamash halacha l'maisa, because at the end of the day, each and every one of us have our Moshe Rabbeinu, not on the same qualitatively, but every single neshama has that ability. Just jumping back one pasuk, but I needed to bridge that Shari Orah and the Emes Yaakov together. So that was the Shari Orah number 6, the Emes Yaakov that was number 7, and number 8 is the Baal Turim. My wife told me this Baal Turim, it's unbelievable. Tivtach Vatiris Ayelet, she opens the basket, Batya goes down, we know the Gemara tells us she was going down to get rid of her Avodah Zarah. V'ninar Boicha, and the child was crying. Tachim Olova, Tomer Yaldim Zeh. She saw the child crying, she said it must be from the Jews. Says the Baal Turim. So Rashi says Kolo Kinar, something was different about the Nar, the baby was much older than it looked. Says the Baal Turim, it's such a beautiful idea. Who was the Nar Boicha? Pashup Shadows Moshe Benu crying. Hine Nar Boicha, says the Baal Turim, who is the Nar Boicha? It was Aaron HaKohen. Ze Aaron Shenichaso Eitzal Teva. We always thought the Pashup Pashat meant that only Miriam was on the side. No, says the Baal Turim, Aaron also came to see. Aaron HaKohen was crying for his son, for his brother, for his younger brother, three years younger. Nar Boicha, says the Baal Turim, Megamache, Ze Aaron HaKohen. It's one off, but for the coil, you ought to use it. Nar Boicha, Ze Aaron HaKohen. Says the Baal Turim, at the end of the day, Aaron HaKohen was, Miriam was not just the person only there. Nar Boicha refers to Aaron HaKohen. And this connects us to the early part of the parsha of Rava, it's Sumimano Havan Eschak Malo, that when your brother's in pain, you're in pain, but we're Ba'achtus, we're Ki'ishachad Belevichad. Not only Miriam went down to the river. Nar Boicha, says the Baal Turim, was who? Nar Boicha was none other than Aaron HaKohen, because Nar Boicha is Gematria, Ze Aaron HaKohen. Moving on to idea number 9. So we're going to have a 9a and a 9b, both from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the Rebbe says a beautiful idea. We know that Tavi Bayom Mahem in Perek Bez Yod Alef, Yigdal Moshe, Yod Bez, Vayifet Kol Vacho, he looks this way, and he sees a Jew being hit by a Mitzri. He looks this way, and looks that way, Vayifet Kol Vacho, Hayachat the Mitzri, and he buries the Egyptian. Rashi says, and he was bearing Kanaan Ish because he saw that no one is going to be able to come. The Medrash says no one's going to be able to convert. Says the Bava Trebi, a beautiful idea. Ba'ifen Kovacho doesn't just mean that he looked physically. Ba'ifen Kovacho Vayar Kanaan Ish. Yaches a Mitzri. He says, who am I? Am I a Jew or am I an Egyptian? I grew up in Paro's house. Vayar Kanaan Ish. Vayaches a Mitzri. He means at the end of the day, he saw that within himself. He was having this Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov, the Jew and the Egyptian battling inside of him. Who's going to win? And what did he do? Vayachas a Mitzri. He killed the Mitzri within himself. At the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, this was his moment. His moment to realize that his Yetzer Tov to beat his Yetzer Hara. They also say this idea in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, I believe as well. But I love this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just look, wasn't just seeing a Hebrew, a Jew being hit by an Egyptian. But he saw within himself and by Yachas and Mitzri. Another idea, 9b on this Avin Kol Vacho. I once asked the Rebbe, why is it so special? Why do you think it's so important? The Chabad has shlichim all over the entire world. I saw this brought down in the Rebbe Talushkin, Dr. Joseph Talushkin book, amazing biography. Right now I'm going through Dr. Chaim Miller's book also. I highly recommend both. So the Talushkin book and the Miller book. But Avin Kol Vacho, says the Rebbe, you want to know why? In an interview, he asked the Rebbe, why are you so adamant that the Jews go to Alaska and Hawaii in the middle of the world, India, China, whatever? He says, you want to know? Look at the pasuk. I look at this and you look at that and there's no one else doing there. There's no other Jews there. And we got to step up. At the end of the day, someone's not there, you got to step up. When no one else is stepping up, you got to step up. Says the Rebbe, I look this way and I look at that, there are no Jews there. And if there are ever going to be Jews there, they're going to be passing through these places. I have to make sure, the Jewish people have to make sure that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is throughout the world. Vayar Ki Einish, that's what the Rebbe told that reporter. Why is it so important? It's so important for me because at the end of the day, Yarki Enish, there's no one else doing it. Malcolm Enish, Hishtadl, Yo, Shishtadl. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, when the place where there's no men, Hishtadl, you got to get up, you got to go, and persevere, and move on, and step up. Two beautiful ideas from the Lava Treb, and finally, 10th and final idea for Perek Beis. Day number 10 and 11, and we're both going to come to Chavetz Chaim, but let's finish up the Chavetz Chaim first in Perek Beis, and then we'll chaz Perek Beis. So we know Moshe kills the Egyptian, he has to run, he runs away, and he comes to the well in Midian, by Yavo, Haroim, by Yigarshim, Beis Yudzayim, by Yoka Moshe, by Yoshim, by Yashka, the Sonam. The shepherds came and drove them away, Moshe got up and saved them and watered their sheep. Moshe saves the day, but when it came to Tzipor. The Chavetz Chaim has a beautiful idea. Moshe hitzel Tzipora miyad haron. Moshe saved Tzipora from the shepherds. V'hi shleim alo mida k'negin mida. And Tzipora later on gave the gift of and benefit. She paid him back, so to say, later on in the parsha when they're on the way back to Mitzrayim, and the Sata wants to swallow up Moshe. V'tikach Tzipor tzor. V'tichos es alas bana. At the end of the day, she saves Moshe by giving Moshe's children the proper brisim. And says the Chavetz Chaim, Mida k'negin mida, ki kol hatov she'adam oisa l'chaveira mishtalim basof. Anytime you do something good for someone else, it'll always come back to help you. All the kindness that a person does for someone eventually is always repaid to him. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a Moshe made no difference. Tzipora, here in Perek Beis, Yedzayin, later on ended up helping him later on in the Parsha, when Tzipora saved Moshe and she did the bris milah, and she saved Moshe's life. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a beautiful idea. Mida k'negin mida. Whenever we do chesed, we're ultimately helping ourselves as well. Beautiful idea from the Chavetz Chaim. Let's just review these five ideas from Perek Beis. We said I started off with the Shire Orah 6 and 7 from the Emes Yaakov. Shire Orah says, why is the Torah being so secretive about Ishmi Beis Levi and Yela and Nar and Isha? What's going on over here? Says the Shire Orah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah wants to show us. It doesn't matter about Yichus. Every single Jew has potential to be great. Even if you come from a shuffle, even if you come from nothing, even if you come from regular things, from regular people, you have the ability to be great. Moshe Benu, at the end of the day, the Dafka wanted to show us that message, because at the end of the day, each and every one of us have the potential to be great. And the Torah, Dafka wants to say, Dafka, don't look at your Yichus. Don't look at your lineage. At the end of the day, every person can be great. And this is the Emes Yaakov. Why is it that in Pasuk Zion that Miriam said, oh, he's not going to nurse from non-Jews. So Rashi says, because also the Dabar Meshchina says there, and Emes Yaakov, quoting the Ramah, yeah, at the end of the day, it's B'diyevet, you could have the Egyptian milk, but you really shouldn't. And the Rashba quoted by the Gra, says the Makor is Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Yaakov, every single one of us, halacha l'maisa now, can't drink from the Egyptian, we're not on Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes. Says Rav Yaakov, each and every one of us have to make sure that our chinuch habanim and habanos have to be on the same level of us l'daber meshchina. That we, at the end of the day, we have to be normal, we have to be regular, but we have to be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem. We have to know what our kids need and what they don't need. We have to make sure that to set them up to be in the Kodesh, Bikdusha B'Tahara. I love those words. It's very shavim like Bikdusha B'Tahara, to make sure that the chinuch, make sure their education is filled with holiness and purity. Eighth idea was said about Baal Turim. Move back, jump back one pasuk. And then Nar Boicha, Pashup Shah was Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. Nar Boicha says the Baal Turim was Dafka Aaron HaKohen, because Nar Boicha Gemachah Zeh Aaron HaKohen, and that's Batachma Olav HaTomer Miladim Erevim Zeh. When she saw the lad crying in the river, in the reeds, she said, oh, the baby must be a Jew as well. Then we said from the Bava Cherebi two ideas, Vayifen Kol Vacho, Vayar Kiyeni, she saw within himself, he saw Yehudi, he saw Mitzri, and he buries the Egyptian, because at the end of the day, he can't have both. Either you're in it, or you're out. Like Rabbi Gold said, either you're 100%, if you're 99% in, you're 100% out. And that's what the Bava Treb said. And then another one thing he said, the Bava Treb, when a reporter asked him, why did Chabad go over all the entire world? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's no one else stepping up. We had to send out Jews, we got to send out Shlichim. And such Messiah Savage, it's such so incredible what Chabad does for the entire world. Be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name throughout the entire world. That's what the Bava Treb said. 9a, 9b. Finally, 10th and final idea for Perek Beis. Yaakov Moshe and Yoshian. He steps up for Tzipora as a stranger. At the end of the day, that chesed ended up helping him as well when Tzipora saved the day. Says the Chavetz Chaim later on in the parsha, on the way back to Mitzrayim, Moshe Beto didn't, for whatever reason, he didn't do the bris milah. Tzipora does it. Says the Chavetz Chaim, ki kol atov she'odem osu l'chaveram mishtan l'basof. Any chesed you do for your friend, at the end of the day, the chesed always comes back to help you as well. So that's the first five ideas of Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. Let's just end off with three ideas for the rest of the Parsha. We're going to end up with one more Chavetz Chaim, a Chassam Sofer, and a Meshech Chachma. Chavetz Chaim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk, Hey. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets to Har Sinai. He's on that walk. Yomer al tikvav halom shana lach me'araglecha ki amakom asher ot omer al admas kodeshu. Chadosh Baruch says, don't come any closer. Take off your shoes. Admas kodeshu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a profound lesson. Sometimes we think we can only serve Chadosh Baruch Hu when it's easy. Says the Chavetz Chaim, hamakom asher ata omer al admas kodeshu. Anything, wherever you are, wherever the Bor Hashem is, wherever you are, that's holy. Even when it's hard, don't think you can only serve the Bor Hashem when it's easy. Especially when it's hard, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chavetz Chaim quotes it, according to the pain, according to the gain. The harder it is, the more schar you get. If your life situation is difficult, it's exactly in that place that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve Him. He amas kodeshu. I have to say, we've been in quarantine over the past month or so. I would say twice. Baruch Hashem, bli ayin hara, almost done. Bli ayin hara a million times, but it's hard, and it's hard, and I can't. I have to give my Rebbe or Rebbe Kohn a lot of chizik. You give me a lot of chizik. He amas kodeshu. Yes, amas kodeshu could be in school or in shul, but amas kodeshu is also taking care of your family at home. And making sure you find Chodesh Baruch Hu, Admas Kodesh, wherever in any difficult situation, Admas Kodesh, wherever you are, you can find the Rabbanu Shem. Like Rav Aimer likes to say from the Satmar Rebbe, what's an Amma Aretz? An Amma Aretz, Pashup says, an ignorant person. But an Amma Aretz really means, oh, I can only serve Chodesh Baruch Hu when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I can only serve Chodesh Baruch Hu when by my Rebbe in Woodmere. I can only serve the Rabbanu Shem in Yerushalayim or in Tzfat. But I can't serve Chodesh Baruch Hu. That's an Amma Aretz, says the Satmar Rebbe. A Jew has to know Admas Kodesh, wherever you are. Every place you go in life has a potential to find greatness, has the potential to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this connects beautifully to an idea from the Chasam Sofer we said for the short vort. Rav Biederman quoted Gimel Yud Gimel. When Moshe asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what name should I tell them? And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Eya Asher Eya. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's Eya Asher Eya? I shall be what I shall be. Says the Chasam Sofer, Eya, I shall be Asher Eya, that I shall be. Meaning to say, the Chasam Sofer, the more Eya, the more you think about me, Asher Eya, the more I'm going to be there. The more you think about me, the more I will actually be there. And this is actually Rashi. Rashi says, Eya imo b'tzarim zu, I'm going to be with them in their tzar. I'll be with them in their pain. Eya, Asher Eya means I will be there. The more they think about me, Eya, Asher Eya, I will be there, Asher Eya. The more they think about me, Asher Eya, the more I will be there for them. And the Baal Shem Tov says, Da'al Ma'al Mimcha, what goes above comes from you. There's a watchful eye, there's a listening ear, and everything's be written down. Says about Shem Tov, what goes above Mimcha comes from you. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, you take the first step. If you take the first step, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will take the rest of the way. Da mal mal, what goes above up Mimcha comes from you down here. Eya, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher Eya, I'm going to be there. Eya, you take the first step, Asher Eya, then I'm going to be there for you as well. And Rav Biederman says, the more we search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we seek for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more He'll actually be there, the more Ashkacha Pratis that we'll actually have. That's the 12th idea. Eya, Asher Eya, doing our part. The more we seek the Rabbon Hashem, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. And finally, 13th and final idea for the Meshech Chachma. This is in Shishi, the Meshech Chachma, Dalach of Beis Chav Gimel, Amartel Paro, Kodmar Hashem, Bini, Bechori, Yisrael. Tell Paro, my firstborn is Klal Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chachma. You want to know what a firstborn is? A firstborn doesn't just give a firstborn status to the child. Who do you also give the firstborn status to? To the father. Sheben Bechor Nota Pishnaim. Why does the Bechor get a double portion? Mishum Shu Osa Osa La'av. Because he makes his father a father. Ken Yisrael Osu Kibayachal Hashem Isbrach La'av Ha'oilam. Shem Hikiru Hashkachasov Yichudo Betevel Pashut. Says the Meshech Chachma. When we are Kadosh Baruch Hu's one and only child. Why? What are we doing here that's so special? We're bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to the entire world that they should recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shehem ikiru hashkachasov yichudo betevel pashut. At the end of the day, just like a father has now a firstborn child makes that father a father. Shu asa osa la'av. We make a Kadosh Baruch Hu a father. Ken yisrael asu kibiyachal shemiz baruch la'av ha'olam. We made a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. We made HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a father for the world. a father for Klai Yisrael. Bnei Bechor Yisrael means that we are the Rebbeinu Shem's child. We are his firstborn child, but we also make him as a father to Klai Yisrael and a father to the world, to be able to make sure we have that recognition, the recognition of that we bring Kavod Shemaim to the world. We bring Kavod Shemaim as a Bechor. As a Bechor means we represent the Rebbeinu Shem. To bring Kavod Shemaim, like Rav Kluger says in all his Sfarim, a Jew's job is to bring Kavod Shemaim, honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, in the supermarket, in the Beis Midrash, wherever you are, wearing your mask, to be able to bring Kavod Shemaim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just these last three ideas, the Chavetz Chaim, at the end of the day, HaMakam HaShe Arat HaOmesham, to find Kavod Shemaim, to find Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when it's hard, Me'oz HaShad D'chukah, Admas Kodeshot, HaMakam HaShe Arat HaOmesham, wherever you're standing, to find Kadosh Baruch Hu there, Eya Asher Eya, Chasam Sofer says, Eya, I shall be what I shall be, Asher Eya, I'm going to be there. And the more I'm there, I'm going to be there. But Asher'eya, you got to take the first step. Eya Asher'eya means that I'm going to be there, but I shall be. I shall be what I shall be, meaning you have to take the first step. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be there. And the third and final, Meshech Chachma says, these three ideas really go together. Meshech Chachma says, B'nei B'chor Yisrael, that we not only do we get the firstborn status to ourselves, but you also give status to the Rebbeinu Shem. We give the status of the father of the world. So at the end of the day, we should take these 13 ideas. Think if you actually count them up, they're more than 13. Mizdoch, take these ideas about Baal Turim, the Ksav Sofer, the Ben Moshe, the Oiv Shalom, Rav Yochum Lavavitz, the Shair Oro, the Emes Yaakov, the Baal Turim, the two Lubavitch Rebbes, Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, we did 10, 11 Chavetz Chaim. 12 was the Chasim Sofer, and 13 was the Nash Chacham. Take these ideas and to understand Parsha Shemos is filled with such immense, amazing, amazing messages. As Hashem, to just say one of them or two of them at the Shabbos table, as a schus for our Shabbos, as a schus for us. As we started, Rav Biederman said, the ikar way to really connect to the Kedusha of Shoivim is Dafka through Talmud Torah. And Rav C. Meyer likes to say also that from all the Summer Kedusha, that the ikar days of Shoivim are the Shabbosos of Shoivim. So, as Hashem, by learning the Torah of Parsha Shemos, by learning the Torah of the Summer Kedusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have that protection, to have all the schusim for us and our families. And Mizuch Be'ez Hashem, to have the rest of Shavuot and Yerushalayim Kodesh, wishing everyone a holy Shabbos Kodesh.